Mining is also a big concern in El Salvador's neighbor to the north, Guatemala, and one of its most outspoken critics there is a 60-year-old farmer and indigenous activist named Rodrigo Tot.
Don Rodrigo, that's how we call him.
Today it was announced that Don Rodrigo has been awarded one of the world's most prestigious environmental awards, the Goldman Prize. Leonardo Cripa is a lead attorney with the Indian Law Resource Center in Washington. He says Don Rodrigo is well-respected in Guatemala's indigenous communities.
Rodrigo is a Kekchi leader. He represents a very isolated, small Kekchi community in Guatemala of about 270 members.
And safe to say they don't have a lot of contact with the outside world, including mining companies.
Exactly. They are so isolated that they managed to preserve their identity. And Rodrigo has been assigned by the community's assembly to take all actions in order to secure their ownership over their communal lands.
So the struggle that Rodrigo Tot got himself into was basically facing down international nickel mining companies. How far did he go to take on those mining companies?
He's a man with determination, very simple, humble man with one goal, get a title over his community's land, regardless of a mining project on the community lands. They have been even prevented from getting title because the land registry agency in Guatemala allowed pages to be stolen from the registry book that are necessary for the land titling agency to complete the land records and finally issue the land title to the community.
In other words, if the Kekchi people of Agua Caliente don't have that title, there's nothing they can present to the mining company to say this land is ours, right?
Exactly. This is a very emblematic case because it shows the lack of an effective land titling system and how this is manipulated by the government in order to favor mining interest on indigenous lands in Guatemala.
So his struggle has now landed at the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights. Could this lead to some long-lasting land reform in Guatemala?
That's our goal. That's the goal of Agua Caliente, and that's the hope of the Mayan Kekchi people of Guatemala, that this case will open up a discussion in Congress in Guatemala so that finally Congress passes a bill recognizing indigenous peoples, especially their collective ownership rights over their lands. We believe that this case will push the Guatemalan government to improve its defective land titling system because it's been used to manipulate and for land fraud. I think it will encourage other indigenous leaders in Guatemala to continue doing what they have always done, which is simply get legal security over their lands so that they can continue living the way they've been living.
Do you consider Don Rodrigo a friend?
Absolutely. I'm very proud of him. This is a man so humble that we brought him once to D.C. for a hearing before the commission with the government of Guatemala. We had to discuss the case. I remember him once telling me, Leo, I don't need to wear a suit like a lawyer. I'm a Kekchi leader, and I will speak and dress up the way I do always. You know, it touched me because we as lawyers were preparing him to testify. And he reminded me how important it is to get the commission to hear directly from leaders like him the way they express themselves. The commission listened very carefully to everything that he has said, and that was instrumental to get the case moving forward.
Leonardo Cripa is a lead attorney with the Indian Law Resource Center in Washington. Leonardo Cripa, thank you very much.
You're welcome.